In January of 2007, a crowd gathered opposite the Bosque County Courthouse in downtown Meridian, northwest of Waco. People of all ages looked at the sky as a huge crane hoisted a clock tower to the top of the three-story limestone building. Workers on the roof helped guide the clock tower into its base, and once it was in place, the crowd broke into applause. After 72 years, the courthouse was restored to its original design by Fort Worth architect James J. Kane, high Victorian, Gothic Revival style with Italianate influences. It was built in 1886 amid debate over the $60,000 price tag. Only the names of the county judge and the two county commissioners that favored the project appear on the cornerstone. By 1934, the original clock tower, ornate mansard roof, and four-corner turrets were removed because of deterioration and concerns about weight. The once soaring structure now looked squat. But in the 21st century, Bosque County restored its 19th century treasure with funding from the Texas Historical Commission's Courthouse Preservation Program. Lacking the original plans, architect Larry Ersic of the firm Architexes led the team that created new ones.
We had two black and white photographs, obviously very old. We only found two historic colors on the exterior of the building. From these colors, we developed an interpretive exterior color palette for the building and reconstructed a roof with guidance from the Texas Historical Commission.
The new roof, clock tower, and turrets were fabricated in East Texas. The turrets, which resemble pyramids perched on the building's corners, are lighter than the originals. Yet they each weigh about 33,000 pounds and stand 17 feet tall. Crews worked from dawn to nearly midnight on a single day to set them in place on their structured steel frameworks. The clock tower, which rises 63 feet, was installed several months later. Dallas sculptor Barvo Walker recreated the Lady Justice statue below the tower's weather vane. Holding a sword at her right side and lifting the scales of justice with her left hand, the 5-foot-tall bronze statue looms high over the rolling hills of Bosque County.